New York State's 485A program provides tax credits to developers who reuse old buildings for mixed-use purposes, commercial and residential. One canal side, located on the 100 block of Main Street, was completed by Benderson Development with the assistance of nearly $6 million of incentives from 485A. State Assemblyman Sean Ryan stood outside and said it's got plenty of commercial, but is lacking in the residential.
One tiny apartment unit. So it seems obvious that the one tiny apartment unit was added for one purpose only. That was to collect generous subsidies from taxpayers.
Ryan has written to Benderson Development telling them they should refund the tax breaks from 485A. The incentives provided to Benderson from that program were in addition to an estimated $13 million in other incentives, including brownfield and remediation breaks. Sam McGavern of the Partnership for the Public Good suggested that even if the project, as it was carried out, is legal, it's a cynical misuse of the program.
If the public is going to invest money in development, that development should yield tangible returns on our investment. It should be providing affordable housing and quality jobs for city residents, not just padding the profit of wealthy developers.
The city of Buffalo has opted into the 485A program since 2002. McGavern believes the city should opt out and the state should either reform the program or repeal it. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.